Welcome to Hearing Matters with Dr. Janice Gash, Founding Director of Arizona Hearing Specialist. This is a live call-in show, and your calls are welcome at 790-2040. Now, here's your host, Dr. Janice Gash.
Hello, thanks for joining me today for Hearing Matters. I'm Dr. Janice Gash, your host. I'm also the founding director of Arizona Hearing Specialists. We were the first private audiology practice in Tucson, and I'm very proud to report that we're celebrating 30 years of helping our patients hear their best and helping our patients live their best. As you heard, this is a live call-in show, and today I have a guest with me, Dr. Linda Remensnyder, calling in from Chicago, and we are going to be talking with Linda about hearing loops. Linda, are you there?
I am. Hi, Janice.
Hi, how are you? Thanks so much for joining us. I'm really excited to be talking about loops because we have a community here in Arizona in Green Valley that has really kind of tied into the Let's Loop America movement. And I know that you have been so instrumental in the Illinois area. But what I'd like to do first is maybe have you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your practice, and then we can start talking a little bit and give them some information about what the benefits of hearing loops are.
Okay. Well, Janice, I started my practice 30 years ago as well, so you and I are on the same path.
Yes, we're mature audiologists.
Yes, seasoned is what I've
seasoned, yes, that's good.
And I have three offices in the Chicago suburbs, the northern suburbs. And about 2 years ago, my own church decided to upgrade their sound system. And when they decided to do that, I just went up there afterwards and suggested they put in a hearing loop. Uh-huh. And that small suggestion has blossomed so that I am now a part of the task force. And the task force is comprised of the Hearing Loss Association of America, which is the nation's largest organization representing those with hearing loss. And then AAA is our Academy of Audiology, similar to the AMA. And so we joined forces in 2010, and we decided to loop America. And I'm the Illinois spokesperson. And we've looped in Illinois about 35 venues.
Wow.
That's
great.
Pretty cool.
Very cool. Very cool. And let me just tell our listeners a little bit about you that you might not have shared. So you're the president and owner of Hearing Associates, which is a private practice in Illinois. You were also the first audiologist to receive a professional doctorate in audiology in Illinois. And just recently, in April, you received the 2011 Presidential Award from the American Academy of Audiology in grateful appreciation for your significant contributions to the Academy and the profession of audiology. So congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit. The way that the show's going to work, Linda, is we'll have a couple of different segments, and then we'll break to hear from our sponsors, and I'll let you know when we're getting to that point. But let's start with the basics, just in terms of what is a hearing loop and how does it work?
A hearing loop is a copper wire that is placed around the periphery of a room, either at floor level or at ceiling level, or even underneath the rafters on the basement floor, and it generates a magnetic field so that individuals in that magnetic field can access a button on their hearing aid and link directly into a sound system. So, for example, if you are in a place of worship, you can hear the priest, the minister, or the rabbi's sermon right in your ear.
Right.
Actually, there's no background noise, there's no reverberation, and there's no distance issues. So you can be up on the top of the choir loft, hit that button, and hear that individual right inside your ear.
You know, and I think one of the things that is great about that is oftentimes I think that we hear from our patients some misunderstandings when they receive their hearing aids, And they might come back in and say, well, I'm still not hearing well in church or at a meeting. And I'm sure you've done the same thing. You ask them, well, where are you sitting? And they say, well, I'm sitting in the back row because that's where I always sit, or that's where my friends have sat. And if they don't have a loop, if their hearing aids don't have the telecoil and the facility doesn't have a loop, they still want to sit up as close as possible. So the fabulous thing about the loop is they can continue to sit in that back row with their friends and activate the loop and hear directly into their ears. But the other nice thing is that they'll hear it in both of their ears if they're wearing hearing aids in both ears. So
and the juxtaposition is that strikes me all the time is that never can I make people with hearing loss hear better than people who have normal hearing.
Right.
But often in a place of reverberation, even those people who have normal hearing, the sound bounces so much.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I was at a loop dedication, I could actually hear the priest break the host, and I could hear him whisper to the mother to move the baby's head closer to the baptismal font.
Uh-huh.
And people with normal hearing couldn't hear all that.
Right, right. Very, very interesting. Let's just talk one more thing that I think that there's some misinformation about in terms of the loop is that the hearing aids that the patient is wearing must have a telecoil and that telecoil must be programmed. And I think the other misinformation is that they don't understand that there has to be a public address system. So you can't just activate the telecoil in a room if the person who's speaking is not speaking into an electronic public address system.
That's absolutely right. And in fact, at my particular church, not only is the three ministers looped, but the people taking the joys and concerns are also microphoned, as well as the choir loft, as well as the bell choir. So we have six mics.
Wow.
And so when you are listening in our church, if it's not coming through the mic, you won't hear it. And that's why you don't hear background noise, and you don't hear the creaks of the pews, and you don't hear the baby crying. You just link into a sound system. But if you don't have a microphone that's close to what you want to hear, or if your minister or rabbi incorrectly uses the microphone, you still won't hear any better.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about the person that's wearing the microphone. So that's pretty impressive that at your particular church you have six people that are wearing microphones. Can you kind of walk our listeners through that? Because how easy was it to get the clergy to do that? How cumbersome is it for them, or not cumbersome? Can you?
Well, I will tell you the good news is that every place of worship, for example, is trying to attract more people to come back to church. And as there's such pervasive hearing loss in this country that some people are staying home and just turning up the volume of their TV
mm-hmm.
and paying their funds to the TV and the evangelists,
right.
or else they're not going at all. And so this is a way to attract people to come back to church. But I do have to go periodically and speak to the ministers and explain to them that they have to speak slow and they have to articulate and they have to put their mouth close to the microphone. And if they don't do that, or especially if they have an accent or a dialect,
mm-hmm.
People will still struggle to hear them. And I remind them that when they do those things, they become more audible for the normal hearing people in the audience as well.
Right.
Their job up there is to instruct and to teach and to inspire. And if they're not audible, everything falls by the wayside.
Right. So we've talked about churches, synagogues. Can you talk about some other facilities that you have been involved with where hearing loops are installed?
I certainly can. The fastest growing segment is senior citizen gathering rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And so as people go to meetings, they, for example, where I live in Lake Forest and Lake Bluff, the senior center is looped. And some of the high-rise residential facilities for seniors, their gathering rooms are looped, and so when someone comes in and speaks about diabetes or someone comes in and speaks about Social Security or Medicare, the people who wear hearing aids can hit a button, which is called the telecoil, which is present in 70% of all new hearing aids and 62% of all prior hearing aids, and they just hit that button, and then they link right into the sound system. So they can hear that voice almost like Wi-Fi right into their ear.
Right.
I'm trying to get it into some musical theaters. I know in England, all the musicals, all the theaters are looped, and they just put a loop into the Kennedy Center.
Oh, how great.
Yes, in New York. And there's some buses, tour buses that are looped now, so you can get on the bus and you won't have to be worried about not hearing the announcements up in the front as the announcer describes everything that you're supposed to look at. And before, when you wore a hearing aid, or even if you didn't and you had normal hearing, all you heard was the engine noise and all you heard was the tires and all you heard were the other people speaking and you couldn't hear the announcer.
Right.
The three airports are looped. Can you imagine having a hearing loss and trying to hear with those high ceilings and all that racket that your flight has been canceled or your gate has been changed? And one of the other exciting places is the First Sports Arena, which is in Michigan State Sports Arena. And let me think, what else? I know. If you go to the pharmacy, there's a few pharmacies now that are looped, and so as you approach the pharmacy, if you have a hearing loss and they're trying to discuss how you take your medication and you don't want everybody who's behind you to hear it,
yeah.
You hit that button on that hearing aid and you link right into the microphone. And then there's a woman in New York who's an attorney whose daughter's hearing impaired. Her name is Janice Schachter, and she knows the law, of course, besides trying to push hearing access. And she actually has some of the taxi cabs looped. She has the subway system looped, and she has Ellis Island looped.
Fabulous.
And so every place is just, we have over 1,000 places of worship looped in the United States. The task force has counted it up, and the loop satisfaction levels are just off the charts, Janice.
Great. Well, let's do this, Linda. We're going to take a break for a couple of minutes to hear from our sponsors, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you about some of the initiatives that have happened here in Arizona. So we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go away.
Have a question about your desert garden and habitat? Call the expert, Phil Cedar, The Desert Garden Show. Saturday morning 7 to 8 and Sunday afternoon 3 to 4. Only on 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Did you know that avoiding loud noises may help prevent premature hearing loss? This is Dr. Janice Gash, founding director of Arizona Hearing Specialists. There are easy ways to identify if a particular sound is potentially harmful. Do you have difficulty talking or hearing others talk over the sound? Does the sound make your ears hurt? Do your ears ring after hearing the sound? Do other sounds seem muffled after exposure? If you answered yes to any of the above questions, the noise may be damaging your hearing. Most people don't realize how loud many everyday sounds are. Call Arizona Hearing Specialists at 742-2845 to see if you have hearing loss associated with loud noise exposure. That's Arizona Hearing Specialists, 742-2845.
If you need a new mattress or have a student going back to school, you've got to visit Sleep America.
We sell more mattresses than anyone else in Arizona. So when we end up with lots of extra pieces, one-of-a-kinds, brand-new mattresses and foundations that don't match, we have a huge mix-and-match sale.
And they're priced to sell fast, like our wonderfully supportive Alanis mattress, yours for just $398 a queen set.
But don't wait. Sleep America's mix-and-match sale ends soon.
Sleep America! Okay, you're a business owner. That 1980s or 90s phone system has just about given out. And those phone system salesmen are actually trying to talk you into spending thousands on a new one. Well, stop and listen carefully. Technology has advanced. That means with Simply Bits, you do not need to buy a phone system for your office ever. That's right, no phone system to buy or lease ever. Simply Bits will even replace your old business phones with brand new ones for free, including every feature you've ever heard of. Simply Bits has thousands of large and small business customers in Southern Arizona. Simply Bits usually even cuts your monthly phone cost to a fraction of what you're paying now. So, do you want to pay that phone system salesman still stuck in the last century thousands of dollars, or keep that money in your pocket? It really is as simple as that, and I'll bet you're curious to know more. Call Simply Bits at 512-5213. That's 512-5213 or simplybits.com.
America. Some definitions of the word candor. Quality of being honest and straightforward in attitude and in speech. The ability to make judgments based on the evidence. The absence of dishonesty. Bill Bennett's Morning in America. Candor. It's how to start your day. Morning in America. Has it dawned on you?
4 to 6, live intelligent talk on 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Dr. Janice is in now to answer your questions about hearing. It's Hearing Matters, only on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice. Call in now at 790-2040. That's 790-2040.
Welcome back to Hearing Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Janice Gash, and we are talking today with Dr. Linda Remsnyder, who is the president and owner of Hearing Associates in the Chicago area. Linda, are you there?
I sure am.
Good. So we started talking about loops and what they do and how they overcome the background noise, distance, reverberation issues in places of worship and large meeting rooms. And, you know, I'm really proud to say that here in Arizona, one of the communities where we have an office is called Green Valley. And Green Valley is a retirement community. And it's so exciting because the people there are very cognizant of the advantages of a loop. And almost all of the churches, well, I would say at least 50% of the churches, and the Green Valley Recreation Center has 6, and there may even be more, different senior citizen recreation centers. Their main meeting rooms are looped.
Wonderful.
It is wonderful. And so in that area, people are so aware, and we would hardly ever think of dispensing a hearing aid, fitting a patient with a hearing aid, if it didn't have the capability of a T-coil. But let's talk about that. What if someone's hearing aid doesn't have a telecoil? What can they do?
Well, the first thing they should do is go to their audiologist and make sure that the telecoil option was within the software, because sometimes people think they don't have it and they didn't realize that availability of it was in the software.
Right.
The second thing is they could, if they go to a looped venue, remove their hearing aid and then put on earphones, because we have about 3 to 6 pairs of earphones at every looped venue for people who either don't have a hearing aid at all or else they have a hearing aid without a telecoil. Now, those little bullet hearing aids and the implantable hearing aids, not the cochlear implants, but the implantable hearing aids, do not have a telecoil.
Right.
And your state is up there with Florida and with New York insisting that hearing care providers tell their patients about the dual functionality of the telecoil. But the other...
Right. We are... Yes.
Yeah,
we,
the other 47 states aren't as good as you are about
right.
that.
We, it's a state law where whenever we dispense a hearing aid, we must inform the patient if it does have a telecoil or not.
And even
it's funny that Arizona's ahead.
They are, and
yes.
Florida, and of course, because of Janice Schachter, New York.
New York.
But most people, I just had this happen last week, once they start getting sort of spoiled hearing through the hearing loop, then the next pair of hearing aids they purchase, they wouldn't even consider
right.
not having a telecoil incorporated in their hearing aid.
Right, right. And I think the patients are somewhat surprised at how easy it is, and that's always a nice thing to experience when we program that, and they'll say, yes, you know, I went to the recreation center, or I went to church, and for the first time in such a long time, I could really hear and understand what was being said.
And Janice, you know, on Monday mornings, sometimes people will come to my office without an appointment to thank me for how well they heard at the church I looped the day before.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's nice.
But no one's ever come without an appointment to thank me for their hearing aid.
So, oh, well.
So loops are actually more audible improvement than hearing aids, because hearing aids have microphones, and unfortunately they don't know what's important.
Right, that's true too. That is true. Well, let's talk a little bit about, some people have probably heard of FM systems. Let's talk a little bit about how a hearing aid, a telecoil, is different from an FM system.
Well, the first thing that is most important to me as a doctor of audiology is that a hearing aid is programmed in terms of pitch and in terms of loudness and in terms of things that can be tolerated in terms of loud sounds versus soft sounds. So it's really unique to the person's hearing impairment. And the fact that the telecoil is within the hearing aid, that means that the telecoil is also programmed to that person's individual hearing loss. Whereas if I tried to get an FM, those are the earphones that come at the theaters and that are sometimes available in places of worship, they are a generic amplifier. And so they don't know if one ear is worse than the other. They don't know if you have a high-pitch hearing loss versus a low-pitch hearing loss. They don't know if you have a severe hearing loss versus a mild hearing loss. But secondly, I have used those systems at live theater in the city of Chicago. When I went to see Jersey Boys, I did it.
Uh-huh.
And you have to put earphones on your ear, and it's not anything I'm embarrassed about, but you sort of wonder whether or not they're hygienic. You wonder if they're working.
Uh-huh.
I had to go get them. I had to leave my driver's license. I had to return them.
Right.
And then I really didn't like the fact that everybody saw me with a pair of earmuffs on.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that my patients can hit an inconspicuous button on their hearing aid and just link into the sound system and nobody even knows.
Right, right. Although, you know, as audiologists, one of the things that we try to talk with our patients about is, you know, who cares if somebody sees it if you can hear better? But certainly, I definitely agree with the fact that the telecoil is programmed to the individual's hearing loss, whereas the FM system, being a more generic system, is just giving them overall loudness, and it's not taking their hearing loss into effect.
And one of my patients once said, too, I don't have any problem with wearing a hearing aid because I want to hear better, but I don't want it to be the first thing that people notice about
Right,
me.
That's true.
And earmuffs would be the first thing that
right.
somebody would notice about you.
Right, that's
So I support
true.
What you're saying, but I still like the idea that whatever you choose to wear, you choose to wear it.
Right. So let's talk about actually patients taking the hearing loop from these public places to a more personal space, because we are seeing more patients loop areas of their home. We are actually have been working and our Aloha group, which is the Adult Loss of Hearing Association group, has been working with a builder in the Green Valley area to pre-wire some of the homes for looping. And let's talk about your experience about personal loops and where patients are putting them and the advantages.
Well, I will tell you that one thing that saddens me in my practice is sometimes the kids will purchase, or someone who has hearing loss will purchase, very expensive sound system. you know, surround sound, Bose, this, that, and the other, and they're hoping to get the clarity from the TV. Mm-hmm. And they install it, and they can spend thousands of dollars to install it. And then they still can't quite make out the words crisply. And so what
if you're saying if they're hearing impaired.
If they're hearing impaired.
Uh-huh.
That's right. And so if they have the loop installed in their family room or in their bedrooms, which is where we've installed it so far, when they hit the button on their hearing aid, they can sit anywhere in the whole room. And if their spouse is hearing impaired and wears a hearing aid, they also can sit in that same loop. And if they have friends over who have hearing loss, they all can hear that TV right in their ear, and it's all tweaked to their own individual hearing loss.
Right.
The only time we run into trouble is some of our patients have installed it themselves, if they're handy. But some people have big-screen TVs, and it's difficult for them to pull the television out. And so we actually have a carpenter who comes to their house and does the installation for them. The charge for room loops in our practice is $250. And for $250, it's so much less expensive than the expensive sound systems that they have. And the hearing is incredibly clear.
Right. So that's great. So you're working with someone that can actually go out to the patient's home and install it for them.
Yes. And the Loop Task Force, by the way, is negotiating with standards associations to make sure that the audio outjacks are similar in all TVs. So there's some televisions like the plasma where we're having difficulty installing the loop. And so what we suggest to our patients is to have our installer come out and lay a room loop just around the periphery of the room, and then he checks it with his hearing aid and they check it with their hearing aid before they actually purchase it and take it home, because some of the TVs have strange audio outjacks, and we have to make sure that that aspect of the connection is has a lot of integrity.
Great. Well, Linda, we actually have Mark on the phone who has a question about looping. So let's hear from Mark.
All right, guys. You always get me with some little trinket of information here that
I'm getting
my attention. So
I like you to get those little pieces of information every week.
Yeah. But anyway, does the hearing aid, when you switch it to the telecoil, completely exclude the acoustic, or does it just mute it down a little bit?
You know what? That's a great question. And Linda, did you hear his question?
Yes, and I'm happy to answer that.
Well, okay, go ahead.
Do you want to?
Yeah,
no.
Let me start, and you can fill in.
Fine. Go ahead.
There's two different ways that you can. You can program that we, as audiologists, can program it. We can program it so it does actually turn off the microphone of the hearing aid, or we can leave the microphone of the hearing aid on. Some people who have used loops just like to be able to sit there and not hear anything else but just the loop. My personal feeling is if you're going to a meeting or to church, that you might want to hear the person next to you. So oftentimes, I will program the hearing aids with the telecoil plus the microphone on. Linda, how about you?
I agree. And I also know it's mandatory, especially if the person who you're programming wants to sing. Because otherwise, if he just has it on telecoil, he can't even hear his own voice.
Right, that's a good point.
And some hearing aids that are very sophisticated have options of multiple programs, so if they wanted to hear very, very well, like for the sermon, they would just hit the telecoil button, and then they would go into the microphone and telecoil button when they wanted to hear people who were talking near them.
Right.
But it's something done by the audiologist, and it's something that's done in conjunction with the patient.
Right. Does that make sense, Mark?
Oh, yeah. I'm an engineer here, so I was thinking that probably most of the newer ones did have either some sort of tailored option there through their software or whatever, but I did have this gut feeling of saying that that might be pretty slick here when you got the crying babies in church here to just say, I want to listen to the sermon only.
Right, but the thing is, you know, when your wife wants to talk to you, you're not going to hear her either. So, you know, there's pros and cons of everything. And that's why it's important to us as your hearing healthcare provider, as your audiologist, we should be asking you the questions to determine what your different listening situations are. And as Dr. Remensnyder was saying, sometimes we program both because in some situations, the patient might want to turn those crying babies off. But in another situation, that patient may want the microphone on. So it's really up to us to make sure that we're asking you the right questions and determining what your different listening environments are in terms of how to program them. But it's a great question, and I'm glad you got your tidbit of information today.
And I got one more for you here. This is, does it do stereo or is it just single channel?
No. If you're wearing hearing aids in both ears, you're hearing the sound in both ears. So you would either touch the button on both hearing aids, or some hearing aids you just have to touch the program button on one and it sends the signal to both.
Well, Mark? But what I meant was, is it a dual channel with independent sound for each hearing aid, you know, as in stereo music?
Yeah, Mark, I'm amazed that you asked that question because I had an engineer here in Chicago that asked me that question last week. And so I contacted Dave Myers, who started the whole initiative in the United States. He's a social scientist out of Hope College in Holland, Michigan. And he explained to me that you are absolutely right. It is not stereo sound. So when Janice says you hear out of both ears, you hear the same signal in each ear. What you're talking about is the treble coming into one speaker and the maybe the bass coming through another, or the way it is.
Right. 3D. You know, stereo adds a depth of hearing to it, whereas just the same sound in both ears basically sounds like it's coming from the center of your head. I do dictation equipment, and a lot of times, you know, you've got that little thing that looks like a Y that hangs under your chin, and it just pumps the same sound up through each tube into each ear, but it's not necessarily stereo, it's just dual ear. So,
yes, and the loop is unable to generate stereo sound because it's the electromagnetic field that is untampered with that comes right through the microphone. And
right. So
it wouldn't be like going to see a movie with all that surround stereo sound.
Right. Actually, in the 60s here, in my tinkering, we actually did it in our houses there, and there was some experimenting where you just run the loop around, and then you could, have a set of headphones with a pickup loop on them, and then you could actually hear with it being wireless, and that was good for just like listening to the radio or something here that wasn't the more sophisticated stereo music. But anyway, it sounds like it's really slick here, and I didn't know ever whether those places that are looped, like a church, whether they put a loop like at every pew, or if they just run around the periphery, or
They run around the periphery.
It's a periphery of the room. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do you know how much power they put into that loop?
No, but I do know this. The loop task force has been concerned about standardization so that if one of my patients went out to your places of worship in Tucson and then went out to California and then went back to Chicago, that the audio quality in terms of loudness would be the same no matter where they sat and no matter what place they were at. And
right.
So we're beginning to certify loop installation firms, and we're also certifying the standards so that we will be handing that out at the next meeting of the Hearing Loss Association of America so that everybody's doing it exactly the same way, because this initiative will be sacrificed if somebody all of a sudden goes to a place and they sit right next to the loop and they're blasted, and if they sit in the center of the room, the voice that they wanted to hear is inaudible. So we're really making sure it's done well, because we want this audibility to be a perfect kind of relationship. We don't want it to not be have integrity if they go to the wrong place.
Right. Okay, and Mark and Linda, we need to take a break for a minute to hear from our sponsors, so hang on, and we'll be back. Thanks for calling, Mark.
Intelligent Talk 24/7 on 1030 KVOI, The Voice, on the web at KVOI.com.
Do you have difficulty hearing and understanding when people talk to you? Have you been fit with hearing aids but don't use them because they don't work? This is Dr. Janice Gash, Founding Director of Arizona Hearing Specialists. For 30 years, I've been hearing these questions and many more like them. I'd like to invite you to call now with your questions and concerns at 790-2040 or call Arizona Hearing Specialists to schedule your appointment for a hearing evaluation at 742-2845. That's 742-2845.
Where can you have a great time for just $5?
At the 5th Annual Tucson Classics Car Show, presented by the Rotary Club of Tucson.
That's right. Saturday, October 22nd from 10 to 4 at St. Gregory College Preparatory School on Craycroft, you'll get to see 450 of the Southwest's best classic cars.
Enjoy music, great food, exhibits, and your chance to win a beautiful 2002 Chevy Corvette or $10,000 cash.
Wow, I'd like to win that. How can I win?
Easy. Just buy a ticket for $5. That gets you in the show and gives you a chance to win the Corvette or take home $10,000 cash.
Plus, kids under 18 get in free with a paid adult. Now that's a great deal for the family. You can buy your tickets online at TucsonClassicsCarShow.com or at the car show.
The Tucson Classics Car Show, Saturday, October 22nd from 10 to 4 at St. Gregory College Preparatory School on Craycroft.
Sponsored by Lucky Wishbone and this station to support Reading Seed Children's Literacy Program.
Your neighborhood is really looking nice.
Yes, people are fixing up their homes. There used to be so many vacant and foreclosed homes in our neighborhood. Since the new plant moved in here, everything has changed.
How so?
They've been hiring people in our neighborhood and paying really good wages. Now people can afford their homes, and they're fixing them up too.
But it took them so long to open the plant.
Yes, there was so much red tape to cut through. All I know is everything is much better in our neighborhood since they opened.
Tucson needs business to create jobs and make our neighborhoods better. Remember, businesses create jobs. Tucson needs business.
This is Larry Finman, owner of Special Needs Vehicles and host of Special Needs Lifestyles. Join me every Sunday from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. here on 1030 KVOI. Our objective is to provide you, the public, with information on maintaining your independence with changes in health or life-changing circumstances. We have guests each week who will relate how they are living mobile and independent. Be sure to tune us in Sunday afternoon at 4:30 p.m. on 1030 KVOI.
Dr. Janice is in now to answer your questions about hearing. It's Hearing Matters, only on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Call in now at 790-2040. That's 790-2040.
Welcome back to Hearing Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Janice Gash, and we're talking today with Dr. Linda Remensnyder from Chicago, Illinois, about hearing loops. So, Linda, let's talk about what your patients are saying since you've been doing this, and then what I'd like to do is talk a little bit about how patients can educate themselves and educate their facilities to install them.
Okay, well, my patients have just raved about how they hear through a hearing loop. And the task force sent out a letter to all those people who either had loops at their places of worship or their senior citizen meeting hall or in their homes, and they tallied the results, and the satisfaction levels were 90% using the hearing aid plus the telecoil. Uh-huh. In order to access the sound system in a looped venue. Patients say that it's like normal hearing again. They say that they gave up going to theater because there are some theaters that are looped.
Right.
There are opera houses that are looped. And even one of the composers at the Kennedy Center, who had a very severe hearing loss, couldn't believe the clarity that he had when he listened to his own compositions.
Oh, how interesting.
And so music sounds excellent through a hearing
right.
aid as well. But I do know that patients are beginning to get greedy about the fact that they want to have it everywhere.
Right.
And so what we have done is we have for our practice a card that says, this place needs to get a hearing loop. And then when they go to a theater that's not looped, or they go to live theater, or they go to a place of worship, they drop it off at the ticket agent or else at the person who seats them. And then we start getting calls to say, what's this? How does it work? How can we learn about it? And
Your patients are actually becoming your advocates, which is really how it has to be.
Yes, because the patients are the ones that are paying to get into the museum.
Right.
They're the ones that are paying to get into a theater, and they're not having access. And it's amazing, and you know this, and I'm sure you've told your patients, to hear 80% is enough to just take your keys out of your wallet and just go home. But to hear 100% changes the whole quality of the experience.
Absolutely.
So they absolutely love it. And in California, an audiologist has actually put in 1,800 television loops into his patient's house.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So we have a long way to go, Janice.
Right, right. But, you know, I do also have to say that the quality of life of our patients improves so much more when they can participate in activities, as you said, that they hadn't been able to participate in. As I said, in Green Valley, it's just a given. Patients expect their hearing aids to have telecoil loops. Patients expect their facilities to be looped, and they become frustrated, you know, if they might go to a meeting and, quote, the PA system doesn't turn the loop on. So
it's discriminatory.
Yeah.
I think you can't really use that same analogy when you're talking about a place of worship because of the separation of church and state. But when you're talking about every other venue, even taxi cabs, it's discriminatory if you cannot hear what you want to hear.
And so does the Americans with Disabilities Act come into this whole area? Do you know?
Yes, and I think that's why Janice Schachter, as an attorney, is able to get so many loop venues going in New York. And so some of my patients who are attorneys are beginning to submit documents saying that we feel that this should be made accessible to those of us with hearing loss. And it's not really that expensive
right, either
to do. It might be expensive in a really large church with marble floors and big leaded glass windows and ceilings that go really high, but in a meeting room, it's very reasonable to do. Very reasonable to do.
Can you give us some pricing? I know you talked about through your practice, you basically charge $250 to help a patient loop their room. But in some of the churches that you've done, for instance, I had a patient last week who has actually started a small congregation, and they're looking into assistive devices for the hearing impaired, and I say, well, you really need to consider a loop.
Well, it's very inexpensive to have a loop installed prior to construction. In fact, one of my patients who's a minister had his handyman install the loop under the carpet and didn't even have to hire an outside installation firm.
Uh-huh.
And then if you're renovating a place of worship or a large hall, it's very inexpensive because you're pulling up the carpeting anyway.
Right.
When it gets to be expensive is when the whole venue is all sparkly and doesn't need any renovation and everything's done. And so in my own particular church, and my church is on the National Historic Register, we were able to install it underneath the quarter round and on the floor, and you never can see it.
Uh-huh.
And it went all the way up to the top of the choir loft, all the way in the back of the sanctuary, because ministers also are getting older, and two of my ministers are hearing impaired.
Uh-huh.
So that cost $5,000.
Okay.
But then we just did a Catholic church, which was huge and just incredibly tall and big and beautiful, and that cost $13,000. I'm not sure what's happening in Arizona, but I myself have nothing to do with installation. I just give the name of two companies, that know what they're doing, and then the people have them do a free estimate.
Right.
And then I am there just to guide them and just to instruct them at the pulpit, and I'm usually there the day of the dedication so that I can explain how it works, because it's such a new technology.
Exactly. Exactly. But, you know, even so, I mean, if you look at that price range of $5,000 to $13,000, if you think of the people that, as you said, would be attracted to come back to church, in the long run, they're all providing a huge service for those patients.
And one of my patients said, she's a minister, and she said there's something really wrong about people being in the twilight of their life and not being able to have spiritual sustenance.
Exactly.
And so some of these patients have supported these churches for decades.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of input in terms of getting young people to churches. But as you know, hearing loss is the number one condition, birth condition, and the fastest population of individuals losing their hearing is teenagers. And so it's not just a senior citizen issue.
Exactly.
This is a national issue.
Exactly. Well, Linda, we're going to take another break, and it's hard to believe the show's almost over. So just think about maybe another comment or two that we haven't covered.
Okay.
Arianna Huffington of the Huffington Post and Mary Madeline, former aide to the Bush administration, face off weekly on Both Sides Now, Sunday evening 7 to 8, here on 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Do you have ringing in your ears? This is Dr. Janice Gash, founding director of Arizona Hearing Specialists. If you have ringing in your ears, you might have tinnitus. Tinnitus is a medical condition characterized by persistent ringing in one or both ears, which can only be heard by the affected individual. It has also been described as whistling, hissing, buzzing, or pulsing in the ear. These sounds may come and go. However, many sufferers experience symptoms 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The effects range from slight annoyance to severe disruption of everyday life. The American Tinnitus Association estimates that over 50 million Americans suffer from tinnitus. Oftentimes, tinnitus is associated with hearing loss, and if you have this condition, we may be able to help. Call Arizona Hearing Specialists for your hearing evaluation at 742-2845. That's 742-2845.
RSVP introduces talking postcards. RSVP postcards have always been easy to use. You could call right away or go online. You could put them into your pocket, purse, or stick them in a drawer. Now, it's even easier to RSVP respond to these beautiful postcards by scanning them with a barcode app. These postcards will talk to you with buttons that show videos, give out special deals, and make it easier than ever to RSVP. Respond by directly connecting you or even pulling up map. These special RSVP talking postcards will be showing up in the mail this week, or you can check them out now by going to RSVPTucson.com.
Hi, we're the Coupon Sisters, Becca
and Kirsten. Let's face it, raising a family on a budget isn't easy these days.
So we created a coupon section available on KVOY.com called the Coupon Sisters. Unlike other coupon sites, you don't have to sign up or pay a dime to get our deals. Just click, print, and save.
We here at KVOY are dedicated to our listeners and would love to invite you to visit our website and blog and share your couponing ideas with us.
Start saving now. Visit KVOY.com and click on the Coupon Sisters link.
Why are we proud to live in Tucson?
Because our tapestry of heritage and culture attracts interest from around the world.
While our vibrant community of artists lifts our spirits and sparks our imagination.
Because downtown Tucson is coming to life.
Because you can dress down for the rodeo in the morning and dress up for the theater at night.
Because an army of entrepreneurs and small business owners help fuel our economy.
This is my Tucson, and together we thrive.
Dennis Miller.
I have a home in Nevada that I haven't seen
really,
in months.
You're the senator.
My pomegranate trees are, I'm told, blossoming. Some pomegranates on them. I have some fig trees.
You know, Harry Reid, these pomegranates, that isn't mere fun in his garden. He's such a intellectually, such a vegetable. They're peers. This is the guys he plays poker with. What a hack.
7 to 10 p.m. on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Dr. Janice is in now to answer your questions about hearing. It's Hearing Matters, only on AM 1030 KVOI. the voice. Call in now at 790-2040. That's 790-2040.
Welcome back to Hearing Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Janice Gash. And just before we conclude today's show, I just want to remind everyone that's listening that Arizona Hearing Specialists are your hearing health care providers in Tucson and Green Valley. And our motto of helping you hear your best and helping you live your best is reflected in every interaction with every patient. We're also the only Audigy certified practices in Tucson and Green Valley. And what that means is that you are assured of working with experienced professionals, receiving excellent service, expert advice, extraordinary technology, all with exceptional value. So if you or a loved one is having difficulty hearing, please call one of our offices to schedule an appointment for your comprehensive hearing evaluation. We are preferred providers for most insurance plans. And in Tucson, you can call us at 742-2845. That's 742-2845. Or in Green Valley, 648-3277. That's 648-3277. So we're talking with Dr. Linda Remen-Snyder, and we've been talking about hearing loops. And Linda, it's interesting, a question that came up during the break was if hearing aids with telecoils are any more expensive, and they're not. I think we kind of started the show with you talking about the fact that telecoils are available in pretty much all hearing aids, except the very tiny, completely in the canal, and the extended wear hearing aids. And so it's important for patients to talk with their audiologists, not only about the telecoil option, but facilities in their area that are looped. And we're actually at AHS, we're in the process of trying to post on our website facilities that are looped. What haven't we talked about? What questions can we answer for our listeners in the next 3 to 4 minutes?
Well, I think I'm going to give you the National Hearing Loop website, because if there is a place that they wish to have looped, they can go onto that website and actually see the articles that they can bring in specific to the venue.
Fabulous.
And so, for example, Technologies for Worship magazine has focused on hearing loops. And so that website is www.hearingloop.org. And then also our professional association has a consumer section, and our professional association's website is www.audiology.org. And so if you go on either one of those, you can empower yourself to know what you're looking for, to know the arguments you need, and then as you approach the venue, then you will be able to explain to them exactly what sequence they have to go through to get that particular place looped so that their experience for those with hearing loss is as good as it is for people with normal hearing.
Right. And, you know, I'm sure your offices are looped and our offices are looped. And so it's also really important for the patients to be able to have that experience of hearing what it sounds like through the loop. It's funny because in our Green Valley office, it's a small little office, and sometimes when the patient might be putting their hearing aid back in their ear, they may press the telecoil button, and all of a sudden they'll be hearing the DVD on the TV. It's important for them to have that experience to see how they're hearing something from two rooms away.
Exactly.
And do you do any other kinds of demonstrations?
Usually if someone wants to purchase a hearing aid without a telecoil, I give them a demo, and I send them to one of the denominations that have been looped in our location. And then when they come back, 99% of the time, they decide that I was right, that they want a hearing aid with a telecoil.
Right.
And so I encourage them to not make a decision without listening themselves in our waiting room and then in a public venue.
Right. And again, it's important for patients to realize, so a person that's not wearing amplification, who doesn't need amplification, they can sit in the looped facility and they're not going to be hearing through the loop. So, you know, it only works in conjunction when you've got the looped facility and the microphone and receiver on the hearing aid that there were, and the hearing aid's being set to the telecoil.
Or unless they get the looped headset.
Or they can, if they have a hearing loss or they just want to hear directly into their ears, they can get a headset. And some facilities have those headsets and some don't, I would think. But Linda, I want to thank you so much for sharing all your knowledge and expertise with us today. And hopefully we'll have more patients walking into our practices asking about telecoils and understanding the benefits that having hearing aids with telecoils can provide them.
Well, so. I enjoyed it, and anytime, I appreciate you offering me to come.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Hearing Matters with Dr. Janice Gash. Join us again next Sunday at 2 p.m. on AM 1030 KVOI The Voice. And to make an appointment at Arizona Hearing Specialist, call 742-2845. Hearing Matters, helping you hear your best.